Tēnei te mihi ki a koutou katoa, nau mai, hare mai, whakatau mai, he pūrongo, Autumn 2020. Warmest greetings to our members and supporters throughout Aotearoa and Australia. This edition of He Pūrongo features news about our CEO welcome to 2020. What's going on, Hannah Maxandara? KMA recipe number 2, Kai o te Taitonga. Pānui accessibility. Staff movements. Welcome Ngā Tāmaini. 2020 summer autumn events. It is now 2020, and we want to share more stories about the achievements of our members and supporters. If you would like to know more or wish to share your story, please get in contact by phoning 0800 770 990 or by emailing your stories to Delaney, D-E-L-A-Y-N-E, dot tutemahurangi, T-U-T-E-M-A-H-U-R-A-N-G-I, at kapomaori.com. Summer greetings to our members and supporters in Aotearoa, Australia and the South Pacific, to this, our first pānui of the year. The KMA operations and field whānau have increased since our last pānui, starting with the birth of Hannah and Nick's son, Max, prior to Christmas 2019. Hannah also received a new guide dog named Dara, and in February we welcomed our newest staff member, Ngā Tāmaini. Both Hannah and Ngā Tāmaini are featured in this edition, and we hope you enjoy reading their stories. An exciting initiative is the launching of our Members Only page on our website. This will include a pictorial history of events dating back to the 1990s. Prior to going live, KMA Tangata members will be issued with a personalised access code. We have also fine-tuned how new members and supporters can register online or to make a financial contribution to our kaupapa. Please monitor our Facebook page, website or phone our 0800 free phone number for progress updates. We hope you enjoyed this edition of He Pūrongo and look forward to receiving your stories and your feedback. Ngā mihi nui, Chrissy and the KMA team. What's going on, Hannah Maxandara? Tangata whai kaha kaimahi Hannah has been busy this past year. She has written an update to let us know what she's been up to. Kia ora koutou, tōku whānau o kāpō Māori Aotearoa. Ngā mihi mihi pai, happy 2020. I hope you all have had a great Christmas, New Year's and summer break. For our whānau down here in the south, what a year. A year ago, I was battling away as a Paralympic hopeful, but now, a year later, I'm a proud mum to a sweet baby boy. On the 4th of December 2019, Nick and I, along with our whānau, welcomed Max Everard Crawford into this world. It has been a few crazy months learning how to care for a newborn baby. He is so beautiful, growing astronomically fast, and gives many Max snuggles. Every day is different and challenging, but it is worth it seeing all the changes he makes and the milestones he meets. What we have learned is that even though I'm a kāpō mummy, the challenges are no different to any other new parent. We've had to learn his cries, working out when he's tired, hungry, and ready to bring up wind. You learn to appreciate sleep and breaks when you manage to have one. I'm so thankful for Nick and the wider whānau for their support. We are very blessed to have each other and our whānau. If life wasn't busy enough with Max, we still have the day-to-day runnings of a household, endless loads of washing, house renovations, and now a new wee guide dog. A totally unexpected but enormous surprise was to be matched with a bubbly, energetic girl named Dara, who coincidentally was a puppy raised by the same friends who adopted Cora. So naturally, since she has spent a lot of time with Cora, Dara has some of her traits and is just a fantastic guide. What makes that even cooler is when we have Max in the baby carrier and we can all hit the streets together. And after all that, I still have time to keep up with my training. After Max's 5:30 a.m. feed, I have breakfast. Then I'm on my bike before the day begins all over again. I'm looking forward to returning to work later in the year and being able to catch up with you all. So in the meantime, take care and remember, from the most unlikely parents, anything is possible. Hannah, Nick, Max and Dara. Kai o te Tai Tonga, recipe 1. Crispy titi on bruschetta with watercress aioli. Casey and Karina te awa bird. Casey and Karina's first conference with Kāpō Māori Aotearoa was in Invercargill 2017. With fresh kai from the south, Casey and Karina made three more wonderful recipes to share. This edition's recipe has titi or mutton bird served on toasted bruschetta with a watercress aioli. For the TT bruschetta, you will need 500 grams of TT, or mutton bird, one baguette, and to garnish, baby watercress. For the watercress aioli, you need 1 cup of watercress leaves, remove the stalks, or baby watercress, 1 clove of garlic, 1/3 cup of mayonnaise, and 1/4 lemon. Directions. For TT, place TT into a large pot and cover with water. Bring to the boil, reduce heat, and continue to boil for 45 minutes. Taste the water. If it is still salty, drain and add fresh water and boil for a further 30 minutes. Cook until the meat is tender and pulls away from the bone. Remove TT from the pot and pat dry. Cut TT into bite-sized chunks and grill until crispy. For the aioli, finely chop watercress leaves and garlic. Mix ingredients with mayonnaise and lemon juice. To serve, slice baguette into 12 generous slices and toast. Smear aioli on the slices and top with crispy TT chunks. Garnish with baby watercress and serve. Send your photos or reviews of your crispy TT and watercress aioli to our Facebook page. Pānui accessibility. Previous Pānui have been uploaded to our website for you to download. An audio version of our summer 2019 Pānui is also available to download. This season's Pānui will be available for download, both audio and written versions, on our website. www.kapomari.com/news/newsletters. KMA staff movements. As of February 2020, Kapo Māori Aotearoa welcomes Ngāti Maini Tauranga to the operations team. Ngāti Maini joins us as our new media assistant, bringing administrative support in our Pānui and various social media platforms. Ngāti Maini wrote a special piece to introduce herself to you all. Kia ora, my name is Ngāti Maini Tauranga, and I am of Cook Island and Māori descent. I have family in Aitutaki and Mangaia in the Cook Islands, and in Hastings, New Zealand, where I was born. I have cerebral palsy, which limits my movement, and I cannot communicate verbally. This, however, doesn't limit me, and I am very independent. I get around in a motorized wheelchair, and I speak through my computer. I have completed several courses at Eastern Institute of Technology, EIT, Quality Education, and the Careers Academy. I have volunteered in various fields for the past 19 years, and I currently sit on 2 National Pacifica boards for Pacifica people with disability. I sometimes feel frustrated because people prejudge me and think I am not independent, but there is nothing I can't do. I went to the Kapo Māori Aotearoa Biennial Conference in Napier in 2019. I loved the Biennial Conference. It was different to other conferences I had been to previously. It was very interesting to see how this conference was conducted for blind and deaf people, especially for Māori. I am now working for Kapo Māori Aotearoa as a media assistant, and I will be helping with Kapo Māori Aotearoa's Pānui, Facebook, and website. I would like to learn how to maintain the Kapo Māori Aotearoa website. I would also like to learn more about the blind and deaf communities. Ngāti Maini. Event updates. February to March 2020. Auckland Art Festival. Check their website for more information about their accessible art exhibitions and shows. February 2020. The Access Alliance People's Choice Accessibility Awards for Blindness, with CEO Chrissy Cowan as co-host. March 2020, KMA team meets with CEO of Blind and Low Vision New Zealand, John Mulker, and his regional managers. Mā te kimi ka kite, mā te kite ka mohio, mā te mohio ka marama. Seek and discover, discover and know, know and become enlightened. Te kāhui tūmanaki me ngā kaimahi o Kapo Māori Aotearoa.